B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Ayin Tes. We're going to start on the very last line of Daf Ayin Ches Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Ho'oichel Kukui Seves Hagaso. We saw in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek that the measure of food, of solid food, that one is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is Kukui Seves Hagaso, which is the equivalent of a large date. Boyer of Papa, Papa asked the following question. Kukui Seves She'omru. When it says in the Mishnah that one's not allowed to eat the equivalent of a date, does it mean begar inoso or beloigar inoso? Does that mean the volume of a date with its pit or without its pit? And Rashi immediately asks that if you look in the Mishnah says ha'oichel kakoiseves hagaso komoiho ukegar inoso, that the amount of food that one's not allowed to eat is the one equivalent of a large date, of it and its pit. It's explicit in the Mishnah. And Rashi says that in the Mishnah it's not clear whether it means the equivalent of the date with its pit, or it means the equivalent of the date or the measure of the pit, but not and the measure of the pit. And that's the question of the Gemara here. And Tosfos has some questions on Rashi, and Tosfos argues with that. But either way, that's how Rashi explains this. The Gemara is asking that when it says that the measure that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur is kukui seves, is it with the pit or without the pit? Now, before answering that question, Rav Ashi, that was Rav Popo, asked the question. Rav Ashi, boyer Rav Ashi, he asked a different question. Etzem kasaira. We know the Mishnah tells us that the size of a human, a fragment of a human bone, the size of a barley kernel, and it's called etzem kasaira, when carried or touched, will make the thing carrying or touching it, will make it tomei. And the question is, does it mean bikliposo? Is it the size of a barley kernel with its shell? Oy shaloi bikliposo? Or without its shell? Belecho? Oy biyavesho? Does it refer to a fresh barley kernel or to a dried out barley kernel? Obviously, a kernel which is fresh and moist is going to be larger than one that's dried out. A kernel with the shell is going to be larger than a kernel without the shell. And the Gemara says that Rav Ashi loyme boye lehoder of Papa. Rav Ashi, he asked a question regarding the size of the fragment of the bone, etzem kasoiro. He did not ask regarding the kiseves of Yom Kippur. Why? Because gaso itmer. It says explicitly in the Mishnah that the measure of eating on Yom Kippur is a large date. It doesn't just say kukui seves, it says kukui seves hagaso. Kol kamo de gaso. As large as it can be. So obviously, Rav Ashi understood that it's the date including the pit. And on the same token, Rav Popper loy mibole hoder Rav Ashi. Rav Popper, who inquired regarding whether the kiseves, the date, is with the pit or without the pit, he did not ask regarding the size of the bone, whether it's with the shell, without the shell, dried or fresh, because he says that lecha, when you have a fresh barley, it's not called a sa'ira. It's called shiboiles mikri. It's called a shiboiles. Sheloi bikliposo, and a barley kernel without its shell is not called a sa'ira. It's ushla mikri, it's called an ushla. And since over here the Mishnah in Arles clearly tells us that the measure of this bone has to be kasa'ira, it must be that it's referring to a dry kernel, and it must be it's referring to a kernel in its shell. And the Gemara doesn't actually continue to verify the questions of Rav Popper and Rav Ashi, and it seems that Rav Popper asked the question, Rav Ashi seemed to answer it, Rav Ashi asked the question, Rav Popper seemed to answer it. So that's where we are now. And now the Gemara is saying, or the Gemara is now discussing, how large is Kiseves Hagaso, a large date? Omar Rava, some say Rabba, Omar Rav Yehuda. Kiseves Hagaso She'omru, this large date, which the Mishnah says that if one eats on Yom Kippur that size, one is chayev, yaseira mikabeitza, it's larger than the volume of an egg. V'kimlu l'rabonon, and it would have been accepted by the Chachomim, t'bohochi miyasve daito, that with that amount of food, a person's mind is put at ease, botzer mahochi, and less than this amount of food, lo miyasve daite, a person's mind is not put at ease, and as we already saw, since on Yom Kippur, the afflictions or the issa to eat is you're not allowed to eat anything that's going to not be an affliction, then when a person's mind is set at rest, he's no longer afflicted. However, if he eats less than that, his mind is not at rest, and he's still within the bracket of affliction, and therefore he will not be chayiv unless he eats kukiseves hagasa. And now Meisve, the Gemara is going to ask a question against Rava, that Rava says that kukiseves hagasa, which when eating on Yom Kippur is chayiv, is larger than the size of a beitza, of an egg. This seems to contradict the Mishnah. Meisve, Maisa, there was an incident, v'hivyur Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai lit'oim es hatavshel. It was on Sukkos, and they brought to Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai a cooked dish to taste. Ulura ben Gamliel, and to Rabbi Gamliel they brought to taste shtei kosovos, two dates, udli shel maim, and a pail of water. V'omra, and they said, both sages said, helum la sukkah, you want us to taste it? Outside the sukkah? We can't do that. Take it up to the sukkah. V'tonya lo, and the Braisa taught regarding this Mishnah, lo mipnei shehalocha kach. That's not because the halocha is that way. According to the halocha, they were allowed to taste and eat, drink the pail of water, eat the two kesavis, the two dates, and to taste the tavshil, that cooked dish. They were allowed to do that outside the sukkah. Elo sherotzu l'achmer al atzmon, they just wanted, they chose to conduct themselves more stringently. When the Mishnah continues that when they brought to Reb Tzodik food that was smaller than the size of an egg, not libamapo, he took it with a cloth. It means number one, he didn't wash netilas yadayim. The food item mentioned here was obviously bread. And there's one chiddush, since this bread was less than the shiur, he didn't wash netilas yadayim. And Rashi explains that the reason he held it in his cloth was just for reasons of cleanliness. V'ochloi chutz la'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah, because it was less than the size of a kabeitza. V'loi birch acharov, and he didn't say birch ha'samozin after eating it, because he held that the size of bread you have to eat in order to be rechayev for birch ha'samozin is a kabeitza, and this was less than a kabeitza. So that's as far as we saw in the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Chovov. And now our Gemara is concluding, Ha kabeitza, had it been a size of a kabeitza, boy a sukkah, then he would have had to go into the sukkah. It was only because it was less than a kabeitza that he didn't go into the sukkah. Now let's go earlier to the Mishnah, that same Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, he ate the size of two dates. It says there that Rabbi Gamliel, they brought him shtei kosovos, two dates, and he was prepared to eat it outside the sukkah. It just says that he was stringent and he went into the sukkah, but according to the halacha, he would have been allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. So it must be that two koseves, two dates, are less than the size of an egg, because if it would be the size of the egg, he would have been required to eat it in the sukkah according to the halacha, as we see from Reb Tzadik. V'yisol kadaitoch, are you going to say that kiseves hagaso she'omru yaseiru mikabeitza, according to what Rava suggested, that the large date mentioned in our Mishnah is larger than the size of a beitza, then something doesn't make sense. Hashta shtei kisovis b'loi gar'inon, the two dates, with obviously didn't have pits, he ate the two dates. The two dates, without the pits, loy have a kabeitza. Since halachically he was allowed to eat it outside the sukkah, it was obviously less than the size of a kabeitza. And nonetheless, you're suggesting, Rava, that kiseves hagaso, that a large date, vigar inoso, including its pit, mihava yaseira mikabeitza, can that be more than a kabeitza? Does it really make sense that a single large date with a pit should be larger than two dates without the pits? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, in. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, yes, it can. You know why? Because the pit inside the date has more volume than the meat of the date itself. Two dates without the pits, they are less than the size of an egg. However, a large date with its pit, one single date with its pit, is larger than the size of an egg. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says, "Hainu domra intra." This conforms with what people say. Trei kaba de tanra, de tamri. Two kavs, which is a measure of dates with the pits, If you were to take out the pits, chad kabo de kashioso usriach, then there will be, if you separate the meat of the dates with the pits of the dates, then of the two kav, more than one kav will be the pits. Which means that the meat of the dates itself, the fruit part of the dates, are less in volume than the pits themselves. That would be one way of explaining how Rava, who said that kisebes hagasa, with the garin, with the pit, is more than a kibetza, is not a contradiction to the Mishnah in Sukkah that says that eating two dates without the pits is less than a kibetza. That was one explanation, Rabbi Yirmiyah's explanation. Rava Omar, Rava gives another explanation. Hosom hainu tama mishum dahavalu peira. It could well be that two dates are even more than a kibetza. You can ask me a question, if so, why then did Rabbi Gamliel say, or why did the Mishnah say that according to the halacha, he was not required to take it into the sukkah? Not because it was less than a kibetza, as we thought before. No, but because it was a fruit. Or peira lo yboya sukkah. And one is not required, according to the halacha, to eat fruit in the sukkah. And now the Gemara is going to challenge that. Meisvei, we learnt in a brisa, Omar Rebbe, kishayinu loimdim Torah etzel Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua. When we were learning Torah by Rebbe Elazar ben Shamua, heviu lefoneinu te'enim v'anovim, they brought us figs and grapes, v'achalnu machilas arai chutz lesukkah. And we ate the volume, the quantity, that constitutes just a snack, a temporary type of eating. In quantity, outside the sukkah. So what do we deduce from there? Achilas arai in. That only the quantity of, a small quantity of food, something called an achilas arai, just a snack, a temporary type of eating, may be eaten outside the sukkah. But achilas kva, but if it was a quantity that constitutes a proper meal, a fixed meal, loy, that's not allowed to be eaten outside the sukkah. If so, how can you eat two dates outside the sukkah? That's quite a quantity. According to the way we're understanding now, according to Rava's explanation, that these two dates were more than the size of a beitza, that's called achilas keva. And achilas keva, it would seem from what Rebbe had said, would need a sukkah. Answers the Gemara that when Rebbe said, when he narrated that achalnu machilas arai chutz lesukkah, it doesn't mean we ate the measure of these fruits, the te'enim v'anovim, the figs and grapes, we ate them a measure of a temporary type of eating. No. Eimer, you should read it, what Rebbe actually said was, achalnum, we ate it, even a larger amount, and even a large amount of fruits, is similar to ka'achilas arei chutz lesukkah, has the same status as if one eats bread outside the sukkah, just a temporary, just a small measure of bread outside the sukkah, less than an achilas keva, then any amount of fruit has the status of achilas arai and does not need a sukkah. In which case, the way Rebbe said what he said was not a contradiction to what Rava said, that any amount of fruit, even if it's more than a kibetza, does not need a sukkah. Iboy seima, another reading into the words that Rebbe said, when Rebbe said, v'achalnum, we ate achilas arai chutz lesukkah, and another way of understanding that is achalnum, we ate them, v'achilas arai chutz lesukkah. It's actually talking about two parts of what we ate. Number one, achalnum, we ate the fruits. The fruits we ate, achilas keva, even a large amount. When it says achilas arai chutz lesukkah, that's talking about the second part of the meal. V'achalnu pas, we also ate bread. And regarding bread, it was achilas arai, it was only a snack, a temporary type of eating. Behadayu, we ate that together with the fruits. And chutz lesukkah, that was all okay outside the sukkah. Because as far as the fruits were concerned, even eating a large amount of them does not need a sukkah. And as far as the bread is concerned, we only ate a small amount, and again, doesn't need a sukkah. So either way, we've explained how what Rebbe said is not in direct contradiction to what Rava said, that peira loy boya sukkah. And now the Gemara is saying, Leima Masaele, which seems to be a brisa that supports what Rava said, that any amount of fruits does not need a sukkah, because it says in the brisa, Lefikach, we know there's a halacha, and this is a Mishnah in Masecha Sukkah, according to Abeliezer, you have to eat 14 meals over sukkahs, every day and every night, one would eat a meal. Lefikach, therefore, says the Mishnah, says the brisa, im hishlim b'minei targimo, if he completed the required amount of meals by eating types of targimo, which would generally would mean fish, meat, possibly fruits, yotza, then he's fulfilled his obligation of having the meals over Yom Tov. And the Gemara now says, v'isal kedaitoch pei reboya sukkah. If you would suggest that eating fruits requires a sukkah, then why does the Braisa say that minei targima, which generally means fish and meat, that with them you can make up the meal, listen to peiros? Why don't you say that lefikachem hishlim bepeiros? If you eat fruits and you eat enough fruits, it constitutes a meal and it helps you fulfill your obligation of having the su'udos, these meals, outside in the sukkah on Yom Tov. Answers the Gemara, my mini targimo, that when it says that you can be yotze your meals with mini targimo, peiros, it actually means fruits. And therefore, since it could mean that, you have no proof from here to what Rava said, that fruits don't need a sukkah. Don't prove to me from the fact that only mini targimo, you can be mashlim your meals and not peiros. That's proof that peiros don't need a sukkah. No, it could be that mini targimo includes peiros. Or it could be that the Braisa could have said peiros, but he was talking about a place where fruit was not so common, and therefore they would be mashlim their meals with mine targima, fish and meat, and not necessarily with fruits. Either way, we don't have a proof to Rava, but we don't have a contradiction to him either. So that was all based on the initial understanding, or the first opinion, that Rava actually said that the size... Rava said in the name of Rav Yehuda that Kiseves Hagaso, when it said in our Mishnah that eating the size of a large date is a more than a kebetza, that was the opinion of Rava or Rabba in the name of Rav Yehuda. Now Rav Zvid is giving a different opinion. Rav Zvid Omar, Kiseves Hagaso She'omru is Chasiru mi kebetza, that the amount that if one eats on Yom Kippur, one is Chayiv, which is kekeseves hagaso, a large date, is actually less than the volume equivalent of an egg. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, Bishamai Umrim, so Mishnah in Beitza Bishamai say, Sa'ir bekezayis. We know that there's an Issa on Pesach of Bal Yeroya or Bal Yemotze. You're not allowed to possess, you're not allowed to own any chometz, and you're not allowed to own any sa'ir. Sa'ir is leaven, and chometz is just regular chometz. The difference being that the leavening property of sa'ir is much stronger than that of chometz. So what's Beis Shammai say? That the amount of sa'ir that you're not allowed to own on Pesach is the size of a kezayis. However, chometz, which is has weaker leavening properties, then in order to transgress the issa of owning chometz, that it's a different shear. It's not the measure of a kezayis, it's bekeseves, it's the size of a date. Vavinon bo, I mean, we're discussing this. My Talmud de Beis Shammai, what would be the reason for Beis Shammai for differentiating between the amount of chometz that if you cross that measure, you are transgressed by Leroy of chometz, and the amount by Sa'ir? Answers the Gemara, Nichtev Rachmona Chometz. Because had the measure of Sa'ir and Chometz been equal to be Chayev for owning on Pesach, then the Torah would have only written Chometz, V'loy Boya Sa'ir, and the Torah would not have had to mention Sa'ir, V'ano Amina, and we would say, Umeh Chometz, if Chometz, She'ein Chimutzei Kosha, if the leavening property of Chometz, which is not so strong, and nonetheless also Bekezayis, it's also to own the amount, which is the volume of an olive, a kezayis, then sa'oyr shechimutzoi kosha, then the sa'oyr, which has even stronger leavening properties, loikolchikain, of course the measure will not be less than a kezayis, and from the measure of kezayis, it will certainly be asa. Umidu palginu rachmana, since the Torah did separate and distinguish between the two and mention sa'ir independently and chometz independently, limda l'cha to teach us shi'uroi shel zeh, loika shi'uroi shel zeh, that the measure of liability for chometz is not the same as that for sa'ir. So sa'ir b'kezayis, the sa'ir, which is the more stringent type of chometz, it has a stronger leavening property, has the measure of a kezayis, because that's the minimum amount that one would be chayef for, and v'chometz is a measure above it, because it's a weaker type of leavening, and therefore, in order to be liable for owning chometz on Pesach, you've got to own an measure which is more than that of soyer. What's the measure above kezayis? The next measure up is a keseves, is that of a date. That's what we saw so far. And now the Gemara is concluding its proof. If keseves hagasa that we mentioned, this large date, is yesera mikabeitza, is even greater than a kabeitza, then mechta beis shamai, inasmuch as beis shamai are ashiura de nofish mikazayis komahadra, they are merely seeking for a measure that is larger than that of a kezayis, of an olive, then why did they say that the amount of chometz that you have to own to be liable is keseves, which, if we say it's more than a kebetza, why are you going that far? Listen, a kebetza. Say that owning se'or is a kezayis and owning chometz is a kebetza. Why did you jump up to keseves? And even if you're going to suggest that the volume of an egg is identical to the volume of a date, not that the keseves is more than a kebeta, it's the same, then there also, why did Beis Shammai say chometz bekeseves nisna kebeta? Why didn't they use the term kebeta, the size of an egg, which is a much more commonly used measure and a more recognized measure regarding tumah for food items, for example? Use the term kebeta, don't use the term keseves. Elolav, it must be that Shema Mino, we can derive from here, that keseves is pchusa mikabeitza, that the size of a keseves is actually less than a kebeitza, and that's what it means, chometz beke keseves, that the measure above kezayis is the measure which is even less than a kebeitza, which is that of a keseves, like Rav Zvid said, that keseves hagasa is less than a kebeitza. And now the Gemara is going to disprove this proof. Mimai, what proof have you got? Dilma la'olam eimelachoi, could well be that keseves hagasa mentioned in our Mishnah is yesera mikabeitza, is more than a kabeitza. But if you look very carefully at the words of Beis Shammai, they didn't say chometz is b'keseves. B'keseves hagasa. They said that chometz is k'keseves, a regular date, not a large date. If so, then ha stoma kabeitza, a regular date is the equivalent of a kabeitza. In which case, that question falls away. You're asking that if keseves hagasa is more than a kebeitza, then why is chometz only chayev b'ke keseves, which is more than a kebeitza? It should be chayev already when it's a kebeitza, which is the measure above kezayis. That wouldn't be a question, because keseves hagasa indeed is more than a kebeitza, and the regular keseves is a kebeitza. You're going to ask me a question that if keseves is kebeitza, why did they use the term keseves? Why didn't they use the term kebeitza? If it's the same measure, use the more commonly used term. V'inami ki adodininu, even though that a regular date is the same size as a beitza, as an egg, that doesn't matter. Chod minayu nokat. Beis Shammai wasn't worried about that. They used one of the two terms. In this point, they chose not to use the term kebeitza, they chose to use the term keseves. So either way, from there, we do not have proof to Rav Zvid. That Rav Zvid is talking about keseves hagasa, and he says it was less than a kebeitza. Ela mehacha, says the Gemara, we have another proof to Rav Zvid. What do we say? Ad kamo mezamnim. There's a Mishnah Maseches Brachos Daf Memhei that asks, what's the minimum amount of bread that a group of people have to eat in order to be able to make a zimun, to be able to bench together? Ad kezayis. Divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir's opinion is that if you've eaten a kezayis of bread, you can join the zimun. Reb Yehuda Oimer. Reb Yehuda says no. He says ad kebeitza, in order to join a zimun, you have to have eaten an X volume of bread. And the Gemara explains, b'maikom ifligi, on what point, on what underlying issue are they arguing? And they're going to bring the pasuk that we know about Birchas HaMozin that says, v'ochalto, v'savoto, uve'irachto. You shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and then you should bless Hashem, you should make the Birchas HaMozin. Reb Meir sova, Reb Meir holds, v'ochalto, that you should eat. Zu achila. What does it mean, v'ochalto? The word v'ochalto just means the eating part. V'savoto. When it says in the pasuk that you should be satisfied, zushtia, that's referring to drinking. And there's a discussion here in the Mefarshim exactly how the bracha achreina for drinking became a That's discussed elsewhere in the Poskim. But since according to Rav Meir, v'ochalto is the measure of eating, and on that it says, uverachto es Hashem, you have to say berachas hamazon, and achilo is b'kazayis, the regular measure, that something that defines achila, a biblical measure of eating, is always a kazayis. So we know that you eat a kazayis, you chaye for birchas amazon, and therefore you can join in the zimun. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says v'ochalto v'savato is both talking about achila. What type of achila? Are you chaye for birchas amazon? Achila sheyesh bo yisviya, a type of eating that's not just considered an act of eating, rather an eating that satisfies you. What eating satisfies you? V'ezeze, kebeitze, only if you eat the volume of an egg, and since only then you're chayev min haTorah to bench, to say birchas hamazon, only then you can join the zimun. That's the Gemara explaining the Mishnah in Brachas. So now our Gemara is going to conclude its proof. If you're going to say that when our Mishnah says that when you eat a kuseves hagasa, a large date, is talking about that it's larger than a kebetza, and only then a person has relieved the affliction of fasting, and he will be chayev on Yom Kippur. The question is, hashta kebetza svoi mazba? If we just said now that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when eating a kebetza, a person is already satisfied, daita loy meyasva, can it really be that he's eaten enough to be satisfied, and nonetheless it's not yet enough to put a person's mind at ease, as we saw before, that relieving affliction is only when a person's mind is at ease, and it's possible that that should be an even larger share than being satisfied? Because Rabbi Yehuda says with a kebetza you're satisfied, and if kiseves hagaso is more than a kebetza, that means that the measure it takes to ease one's mind is even more than the measure of being satisfied. It must be kiseves hagaso she'omru pochis mikebetza. It must be that with less than a kebetza, a person's mind is already at ease and he's already not considered as being afflicted. However, he's not yet satisfied. Kebetza mazba, when you eat an egg's volume of the bread, which is even larger than that, then he's actually satisfied. Kekoiseves miyasva daite. But however, when he's eaten even less than that, and he's just eaten the size of a kiseves, which we're saying now is less than a kebetza, then his mind is already at ease, and for Yom Kippur he will already be chayev. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.